Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 3 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with a bad day. Have you endured a bad day recently? Today, my morning started off pretty bad. First, it was another day of not getting enough sleep. Second, my anxiety was just going nuts. And third, I was going to get some pressure from a family member. Some days, we just need some support. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, find good moments in the day. My sweetheart always says that he has good moments and bad moments in one day. He likes to concentrate on the good moments. I see his point that the whole day may not be totally bad. So when I'm feeling down, sometimes I meditate and talk to the gods. Other times, I pet my cat Magic. I invite you to find good moments in your day. And now our second insight. Look for compassion moments of comforting. When I see my sweetheart having a bad day, I like to hug him and tell him that I love him. It's an opportunity for me to give him some comfort. I also notice that if I listen to a piece of his writing project, it makes him feel good. So the compassionate moments, or moments when we feel comforted, really vary by the individual. What would make you feel comforted? Perhaps you would like to have a conversation with a friend over the phone, or maybe go on a walk in nature, or having a cup of coffee or tea. And now the third insight, follow the gods' example and be kind to someone. Have you ever noticed that when you're kind to someone, that you also feel better? I remember a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, "Happiness is not a goal. It's a byproduct of a life well lived." This reminds me that if I'm kind to someone else, the byproduct might be I feel better too. How can you demonstrate kindness to someone else? Maybe you want to support someone on Facebook by putting a kind comment on their page. Maybe you want to say an encouraging word to a family member or a friend. Maybe you would like to support a friend in exercising, maybe to lose weight or just to get healthy, by accompanying them on a walk. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, find good moments in the day. Number 2, look for compassion moments of comforting. And number 3, follow the gods' example and be kind to someone. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and to go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can go to my websites, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 3 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. The second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. And the third one is Beyond the Law of Attraction to Real Magic. May all these help your journey. Blessed be.